Thanks for the peace. Now, question 57. The Mass is a sacrifice sacrament of propitiation. A word some people have to learn how to spell. Now, the main reason why six whole countries broke with the Catholic Church in the 16th century is because the Catholic Church believes that the Mass is a sacrifice sacrament of propitiation. And so what does propitiation mean? Propitiation means, in general, appeasement of God's justice. And, my dear missionaries of charity, by all means, stress, emphasize the love of God. But the same God who is love, the same God is also divine justice. And sisters, the laws of morality are as strict as the laws of gravity. For example, I would be out of my mind to pick up this clock and say, well, I know there's a law of gravity, but I'll say a prayer. Then after the prayer, I will drop the clock. Will the clock break?
Yes.
The laws of gravity are absolute. Have you learned as children? I have seen babies starting to walk. Walk three steps and they fall. And maybe if they have a strong will, they walk four steps and they fall again. In other words, morality has laws. You never break a single law of morality without paying the consequences. Never. And I repeat, you wouldn't be missionaries of charity if you did not stress, as you should, God is love. Thank God for the missionaries of charity. But we must not forget that the same God who is love is also divine justice. And that's what the Mass does. And the language of the Church is that the Mass appeases, that's the language, appeases the justice of God. In His justice, God has a right. Remember we said every sin has two consequences, guilt and penalty. Guilt means loss of grace. Penalty means death of pain. And nobody cheats. Every sin carries with it loss of grace. Every sin carries with it a death of pain. So how is the Mass a sacrament of propitiation? By appeasing God's justice and restoring more or less of the grace that was lost through sin, and also lessening the pain, the suffering that is due to sin. And if I talked for the next 5 hours, I couldn't say it too often. Sisters, never separate. Never separate two words. Sin and pain. Never. They go together as cause and effect. And this is why the Mass is so important. It appeases God. That's the word the Church uses. We're going to use the expression, moves God to restore grace and lessen the pain. Then 58. Mass is offered for the deceased. First, let's be sure we know. Once we die, once the soul leaves the body, there is no more grace. Grace is only for those who are still living in their bodies on earth. Once a person dies, there is no question of obtaining grace for that person. Because grace is what God gives us with which we are to cooperate with our free wills. Grace is a means of reaching heaven. Once our bodies die, no more grace. Consequently, for the souls in purgatory, we do not speak of the Mass or the Eucharist obtaining grace for the poor souls. No, for the deceased, the Mass is now what? A source of God's mercy. Of God's mercy in lessening either or both the length of stay in purgatory or the degree of pain. In other words, Mass is for the deceased, and we should offer. And have Mass said every month. By rule, I am obliged to say 5 Masses every month for the intentions of our Father General. Now, with some 15,000 priests, Sight of Jesus, that means about 75,000 Masses every month. And 3 of those 5 Masses are for the deceased. So, Masses for the dead lessen either the duration of the soul in purgatory and lessen the pain. I'm sure you've heard the name of Pope Innocent III, a famous pope, never canonized, but a great pope. Well, before the discovery of the modern media, Pope Innocent III died. This is told by St. Robert Bellarmine. He wrote a book on purgatory. And he then tells this story, that Pope Innocent III died and appeared to St. Ludgardus, a German mystic, Ludgardus. And he told him, I was not strong enough as Pope.